Next week marks 6 months since Charlie Baker first declared a state of emergency in Massachusetts in response to the coronavirus pandemic. And as we have navigated through it, we have tried to find occasional moments of joy. And for many, sports can bring joy. And in fact, two Boston teams that would normally be playing this time of year have given fans something to rally behind with their bubble-based playoff runs. So how's that been going? Let's take a couple of minutes and check the score with Radio Boston's Chris Sidorick. Hey there, Chris.
Hey, Tiziana.
Gotta admit, I have never before said the phrase bubble-based playoff run, Chris.
You know, it really makes me think of the folks running around a field with those giant inflatable hamster
That's
balls
right.
crashing into each other, yeah.
That's right, but what we actually have is some basketball. And the last time we talked, you talked about the Celtics taking on the Raptors, who are the defending champs. That series had a delayed start after the league paused to focus on racial justice after the shooting of Jacob Blake in Wisconsin. It's going now, so how's that series going?
Well, so far, so good for the C's. They're up 2-0 right now. Game three is tonight. Tip-off's around 6:30 or so. And you mentioned this is a challenging series for them. Toronto's the defending champs. They did admittedly lose Kawhi Leonard, who was arguably the best player in the league in the offseason. So it's not the same team that it was last year. But the Celtics have really looked good so far. I mean, they're playing great team defense. You've got young guys stepping up and chipping in. When Gordon Hayward went down, there was some concern. Would they have enough scoring? But really, you've got everybody kind of doing their part. You've got Jaylen Brown has been consistent. Jason Tatum is just electric. And even Marcus Smart has chipped in with some scoring and is always a hard-nosed defense. Really, they've got guys to fill every role, including Kemba Walker, the newcomer, who's really a great big shot guy coming down the stretch. In game two, he was 0-for-7 from three-point range. And then fires up a three with a hand in his face with about 2 minutes to go and just nails it. Just ice cold blood in his veins. Love to see what this team is doing right now.
Bring us some sound from that game, Chris.
Well, so it was really a toss-up. I say the Celtics are up 2-0, but game two was a real back-and-forth affair here. And really, I mentioned Marcus Smart scoring. It came down to a huge fourth quarter from him. Here he is hitting his fifth three-pointer in the fourth quarter.
Tatum, nice pass. Smart launches. Oh, it's good! And a foul! Marcus Smart is owning the three-point line tonight. He's got five triples in the quarter.
Five threes in a quarter. That's what we refer to as a scoring barrage, Tiziana. I got to say, what I really love about a seven-game series is the chess match. And we've already seen a little bit of that in this series. Game one, you've got Jaylen Brown playing just fantastic defense against Pascal Siakam. The Raptors' best offensive threat. And so Toronto responds in game two by having Siakam bring the ball up the court, gives them a little more flexibility, some more options, and their offense does seem to be in a better rhythm. So it'll be interesting to see throughout this series the adjustments that get made, the matchups, how those play out. And there's also a little bit of gamesmanship. I have to play a little sound for you here, Tiziana, of Toronto coach Nick Nurse, who basically lit up the refs after their game two loss on Tuesday. And here he is talking about Jason Tatum's 14 free throw attempts.
The only frustrating part about it is he shoots 14 free throws, which is as much as our whole team shoots. That's the frustrating part. I mean, I think our guys were working hard on him and we were doing a pretty good job. He did make some good shots. They were obviously getting him the ball a lot, getting him in space. We could have helped a little bit better here and there. But they took very good care of him tonight.
Yeah, I just don't feel bad for him. Sorry.
You love hearing coaches go against the refs like that. And I will say it's probably going to be costly for him. He should know that. He had to pay a $15,000 fine a couple of years ago for making some pretty strong comments about the refs. But it's one of those things. It's like any little advantage you can get. If they get one call, maybe something seeps into the subconscious of one of these refs and they get a call down the stretch, you just never know what could swing the balance.
Well, the Celtics have been so exciting. I wouldn't bet against them right now. We've only got about a minute or so left, though. And something bad happened this week, too. So why don't you break it to everybody?
Yeah, I knew you were going to make me talk about this. The Bruins season is officially over. Ultimately, they just ran up against a better team in Tampa Bay. We talked about Tuukka Rask, their number one goalie, leaving the bubble for family concerns. Nobody begrudges him that. But I think that just presented too much of a challenge for them to overcome. And Tampa Bay is a really good team. It's 2018, they had the same thing. Bruins won game one. Tampa Bay sweeps the next four and knocks them out. So I have to say they showed some real grit. They sent game five into a double OT. It's really easy to roll over and give up when you're trailing in an elimination game. So I do love to see that. And I have to say, bring back Zdeno Chara. Please bring him back. We can get into that.
Well, okay. So years ago in the innocent times before the pandemic, you told me I was going to love this team. Now I'm hearing this may be the end of this team. What does that mean?
Well, we know the window is closing. This is a team that has really come close a couple of times. They won the one cup in 2011, but a lot of folks feel there's just so much talent on this roster. They really probably should have delivered more than one championship. And I will say that's a very Boston thing to say, right? We're complaining about a championship with a core team. But Zdeno Chara, 43 years old. He spent 14 years with the team. He doesn't want to retire. He says he wants to stay. Bring him back, please.
All right. Well, we will continue to check the score with you, Chris Sidorek. Thanks for today. We'll take the good, the bad, and the ugly, right?
That's right. Go Seas.
Thanks, Chris.